God bless you. Be a blessing. Let God's hospitality pour out of your home everywhere you go.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Greater Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's not going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and we had hoped to have a guest this evening, but I don't see any signs of him. So we would love to hear from you if you're out there in the listening audience, because we have nothing prepared. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you've got something you'd like to talk about this evening, there are really so many things coming down the line so that we hear about is going to be a problem. Is the are we going to go over the financial cliff the first of the year? And why can't the Republicans and Democrats come to a conclusion? And basically, the real reason is they don't want to. The leaders of both political parties are dedicated to exactly the same thing, but they can't tell you that we have a one-party system, and this whole system of voting is simply, well, it's simply all smoke and mirrors to give you the impression that we have something to do about with the way that our country works. But the truth of the matter is we have an invisible government. And if you haven't certainly read my treatise, Brotherhood of Darkness, if you haven't read Dan Smoot's book, which we do carry, The Invisible Government, you would probably believe we have a two-party system, whereas the truth of the matter is that we have a one-party system, and both political parties are controlled by exactly the same people, but they pretend that the Republicans certainly are in favor of certainly limiting government, and they want to cut back on taxes, and the Democrats want to increase government and provide for the people and expand the power of government. And the truth of the matter, they're both working towards exactly the same goals, but they cannot let the American people know that. Well, fortunately, we have Anthony Guicciardi with us, so we're not going to have to. I simply look forward to your calls. Anthony, thank you so very much for being with us tonight. Anthony, are you there? Well, Anthony, I don't know why I can't hear you. I'm going to have to ask our producer to call our Anthony, are you there? We've punched you in. No sign of Anthony. Will our producer call our engineer and see if we can get him on the line? Anthony, could we try getting Anthony on the line again? And certainly, if you wouldn't mind getting our engineer, certainly we'd like our listeners to hear this gentleman, because he has a great deal to say about the danger of water fluoridation. And basically, the average individual really doesn't understand that there is an organized effort in America to poison our population. They know exactly what they're doing. And basically what fluoride does, drinking the drinking water, it lowers the fertility rate. And what they're trying to do, of course, is lower the fertility rate, not only in America, but throughout the world. But America is one of the few countries where we really have almost 68% of our communities are fluoridated. And when, of course, you have water fluoridation, you lower the fertility rate, you lower the IQ, you certainly create osteopenia, osteoporosis in women. Certainly you have a profound impact as far as increasing the incidence of tumors. And they know all of these things. It's just that the average individual doesn't know that. Anthony, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you for having me, Dr. Stan. Unfortunately, we're having a few technical issues there, but I am back now, and I'm pleased to be here.
Well, please, you go ahead and tell, well, we better wait just a moment here. Anyway, Anthony is going to be with us in just a moment, and we're going to be talking about the dangers of, certainly, of water fluoridation and the complications that come about because of this. How did you get interested in this, Anthony?
Well, I actually suffered from Lyme disease several years ago, and my doctor had prescribed me antibiotics and steroids, and I just wasn't getting any better, and I had no idea why. And I looked it up, and I found online some resources that showed me what to do, and I tried it, and I got better using natural cures like oil of oregano and stuff. And the doctor said,
hold on, that's all hooey.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we have with us Anthony Gucciardi. Is that the correct pronunciation?
My name is Anthony Gucciardi.
Gucciardi, I'm sorry. Well, I'm not
no
very...
No problem.
Anyway, Anthony, of course, after he was struck with this chronic illness, he began studying all of these things, and he got into water fluoridation. And it was an incredible thing. Most people don't understand. There's all sorts of scientific studies out there that show the danger of water fluoridation, the profound impact it can have on our minds, on our bodies, and on every aspect of our health. And yet 68% of our communities are fluoridated. And the American Medical Association, the state medical associations, I'd probably say that 90% of our doctors really believe what they read in their journals, what they hear at their meetings, and certainly what they're told by their leaders. And of course, there's an organized effort, I fear. And as a physician, I can say this. I've worked within organized medicine. In fact, for many years, I was the leader of organized medicine in California. But I can tell you that there is an organized effort with the leadership of organized medicine to do irreparable harm to the people. It's not just medicine, it's dentistry. And they put their people into key positions in our medical and dental industries. And the results of this are a disaster in America. They do not allow this in Europe. They don't fluoridate the water in Europe. and yet we fluoridate it here. What's the difference? Well, I think the people in Europe are a lot healthier. But go ahead, Anthony, tell us what you've learned.
Well, you know, they always say that fluoridation prevents cavities, right? That's their main thing that they say, oh, well, we need it in there so it prevents cavities. But there's actually information from the West Virginia University Rural Health Center, and it found that, quote, for children's dental health measures, it was found that fluoridation rates were not significantly related to the measures of either caries or overall condition of the teeth for urban or rural areas. So in other words, heavily fluoridated areas, actually the cavity incident was no different than non-fluoridated areas. So there's really no real research anyway that's not backed by corporations or interests that show that fluoride is effective in fighting against cavities. I mean, maybe topically a little bit, but drinking the fluoride is such a backwards idea. And there's no reason why they would put it in there when it's linked to so many conditions, unless it was a purposeful, intended thing to get it into the water to literally damage our IQ, which it does.
And it really does damage the IQ. We have a set of films actually put together by our friend Dr. Kennedy, who went to China and he went to schools where the kids drank normal drinking water. And then he went to the schools where the children actually drank the fluoridated water. And all the difference in the world in these children. I mean, in the areas where they were fluoridated, they were sort of blank and just sort of stumbling around. And in the areas sort of where they didn't have the fluoride, these were happy, vivacious children. They may have been Chinese, but like children every place, they were happy, they were enjoying life. It was amazing to see the difference in the schools, and yet the average individual doesn't understand they're poisoning our children and knocking the IQ down between 5 and 10% at least. But Anthony, certainly as you talked about this, I mean, this is a difficult message for most Americans to believe. They cannot believe that they would be poisoning 67 to 68% of the drinking water across America. How could that be happening and we're not hearing about it and learning about it?
Right, and that's exactly it. But the fact is that there's been over 26 peer-reviewed research studies out there with Harvard research, as well, as I mentioned, admitting that fluoride lowers IQ. So it's, you know, it's really not for debate anymore. We know it lowers IQ, and we know that the government is purposefully putting it into the water supply in all major cities, pretty much. And even though we're trying to fight to get it out, they're saying, "Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist." So what do they have to gain? It's not protecting against cavities. What do they have to gain by putting it into the water?
What do they have to gain? That's the question that we often ask. It doesn't make sense unless there is an agenda.
Well, exactly. What they have to gain is a docile, believable public, just as they've done throughout history by sedating the public. Now, the modern public with fluoridation will believe anything. They'll go with anything because just as fluoride is used in a lot of antidepressant medications in some forms, it dulls the mind. It makes you not care anymore. It makes you complacent. It makes you happy. These are all things that governments throughout history have desired, a complacent, docile public that'll do anything. You know, you declare a gun ban, such as right now in the news. The docile public, they don't even think about it. Nothing goes on in their head. As long as they can watch sports and drink soda with their aspartame, they don't care. A lot of people. Now, a lot of people are waking up on this, but that's the key issue here, that fluoride makes people docile. It lowers their IQ across the board.
That is an incredible situation. How can people document that fact? Do you know of any way people can? I mean, I'm not questioning you at all. I believe it's true. But how can people actually verify what you're saying? Have you written anything? Do you have any articles on this? Any references that they can get?
Yes, absolutely. Well, my website is naturalsociety.com, but I know, Dr. Stan Monteith, you have some great stuff on your website as well.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've been following your work for years. You definitely got me into a lot of this. But we know as far back as 1977, and we talked about this in a previous show, Dr. Dean Burke exposed this. He said that just in 1977 alone, around 10,000 to 70,000 people had died due to water fluoridation through cancer. And the government actually went ahead, and the National Cancer Research Institute buried this study until 1989, purposefully, and did not even do a press release until 1989. So more than 10 years later, they purposefully buried this information so that people would not be aware of it. Now, why would they bury this information if they were actually looking out for public health? They wouldn't. They would sound the alarm. They would get rid of fluoride in the water, or at least lower it a lot. And they would get this information out and say, you know, what are we looking at here? But instead, even though it showed that there was an increase in tumors and bone cancer, they censored it for more than 10 years. Why would they do that?
Well, you tell me, why would they do that? Because it just, I mean, to the average individual listening to the program, they're going to say, I don't believe this could be taking place. It couldn't take place in America. And if it did, we'd certainly know about it. How do you answer them?
Well, I'd like to bring up a few things. Number one, in corporations and business in general, and I've worked in corporation structures, someone who's willing to do anything will always get to the top. It's very unfortunate. It's very displeasing. But in a corrupt corporate system, someone who's willing to do anything will always excel to the top. That includes hurting other people. This goes for government as well. Someone who's willing to exploit the public to make them docile, as I talked about, make them do anything, will get to the top. We can also look and talk about our government. Is it really representative of America anymore? Look at Operation Paperclip, where we took over those Nazi scientists and brought them into the government. Who's to say who developed this original concept? You know, it can go as far, very far back to the Nazi scientists as well. And this is not really a great American ideal. These are individuals who have hijacked the government, who are have created a rogue government of sorts, and are doing this as a way of intellectual warfare on the people. This is not the United States government we're familiar with. These are criminals at the highest levels doing this.
Well, I always like to tell people that we have two governments. We have a visible government that's made of our elected legislature, certainly of a president of the Supreme Court. This is at the national level. But then we have an invisible government, a small group of very wealthy men who are the ones who are really in control, who actually determine who is the leadership of both political parties and who is the president. And we go to the polls every 4 years and we vote, you know, for either the Republican or the Democratic candidate. And I always like to say we're not voting for the candidate of our choice, but the candidates of their choice. And whichever one wins, their candidate is always victorious. And it's so difficult for the average individual to believe that could really be going on in America. In fact, it took me a long time to really recognize the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think and believe.
Exactly. And they like to pretend that they're out there for you. They like to pretend they're going to stick their neck out for you. Like Obama, you remember back in 2007, Obama said that he was really concerned about public health and that he was going to help label or ban GMOs immediately his first day in office. That never happened. The U.S. government also went out and said, after Harvard came out and said that fluoride was lowering IQ, they said they were going to look into lowering fluoride levels. But that never happened. It's all just PR, you know, because people actually get concerned and then they issue a statement like, oh, yeah, we're going to go ahead and lower fluoride levels. But then it never, ever happened. It's all just empty promises to make people think that they're on their side. But all we have to do is look as far back as Henry Kissinger and read his books, where his quotes say that military people are dumb, stupid animals. And it's horrible. They don't consider me and you to even be on their level. You know, they think they're something else. They think they're higher than us. They're worth more than us. And they can just treat us like trash all day long because we're just pawns of foreign policy. And that's actually a direct quote from Henry Kissinger, that we're all just pawns in foreign policy. So they don't see us as equals. They see us as numbers to control and to do what they want with.
And I think it's so important for people to realize that we do have an invisible government made up of a small elite group that really makes mockery of the electoral process. But they're using certainly America's financial and military power to dominate other countries throughout the world. I mean, why do you think that we have actually, our troops in 130 nations, we have over 1,000 foreign military bases. Are those there to defend America, or are those there to extend the power of the invisible government over the rest of the world as we move towards a one-world authoritarian society? And they need water fluoridation because it lowers the IQ and makes people far more apathetic and indifferent. And have never seen the videos we have by Dr. Kennedy, who went to China. And as you look at the children in the schools that are fluoridated, and then look at the children in the schools that are not fluoridated, understand they do not fluoridate urine, and yet, because they have just as good dental health as we do. And certainly, yes, fluoride actually does decrease dental cavities because it actually kills bacteria. But it acts locally. It doesn't act systemically. And that's, of course, really the big thing that we have is the dental toothpaste, but you're getting fluoride intoxication every time you brush your teeth or using a fluoridated toothpaste, but it does cut back on cavities. But not because you ingest it. When you ingest it, it affects every cell in your body. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Anthony Gucciardi, and we're talking about his information on water fluoridation. Now, Anthony, have you written a book? Have you written essays? How can people get the information that you've accumulated on this subject?
Yes, I have. My book is actually free now. My website is naturalsociety.com, or you can just Google Natural Society. I made my book free for the number one reason of people need to get this information out, and people need to get it fast, because we're coming to a head here. We're coming to a turning point. If enough people understand what's going on, they'll begin to realize the truth. I've authored over 10,000 articles total on health and politics, but probably more than 100 on fluoride as well. They're on Natural Society and other sites. I've been at this, you know, I've been doing these articles for a long time. I'm a relatively young person, but ever since I realized it, I've just been fired up to just constantly work 10 plus hours a day to get this information out. And it's having an effect along with everyone else as well. You know, your show is legendary. We've been doing a lot of good work, and it's definitely getting out there, I think.
Well, all we can do is continue talking. I know a lot of people complain, you know, when they try to tell their friends and their relatives, why, of course, they don't want to hear it. And so I said, you just keep telling them. And maybe they won't believe you, but they'll hear it from somebody else. Or they'll read about a book, or they may see a television program, or see an article in a magazine. And after they've seen it two or three times, they may begin to challenge what they believe. And when people can begin to understand that our minds are molded, our ideas created, our thoughts largely formed by those we have no idea who they are, but they're manipulating our reality, and they're poisoning the American people. And this is why certainly the longevity of the average American, with all of the benefits and all the wealth we have here, we're about 20th or 25th somewhere there in national world longevity. And people in many other countries live far longer on average than people here in the United States. And that is because, in my estimation, we're being intentionally poisoned with our food, with our air, with our water. And certainly one of the major problems we have is the fluoridation of the drinking water. What people don't understand is they don't allow fluoridation of the drinking water in Europe. Oh, maybe one or two communities do, but the rest of them absolutely refuse to let it in. In China and in other countries, they're trying to get the fluoride out of the drinking water because they know how terribly dangerous it is. And yet here in the United States, why, because of the degree of control over the media, most people, at least until recently, had no idea that when they used the fluoridated drinking water, they were actually poisoning their children. And, of course, we can get the water, the fluoride out of the drinking water. But then, of course, it's in the water we bathe in. If your community has fluoridated water, why? You should start thinking about other means of certainly of bathing, because the fluoride is certainly absorbed through the skin. And it does have a profound impact on your children and on their mentality. And it's going to lower their IQ 5 or 10%, which is, well, if they've got an IQ of 170, that's not much. But what happens if they have an IQ of 100 or 90 and a 5% or 10% decrease will destroy their lives? Well, Anthony, when you tell people this, initially, what sort of response do you get, unless they're already convinced?
Well, you know, you're talking about friends and family. I think friends and family are the hardest to actually convince. I think they're the hardest to inform because they see you as just a friend or a family member. You know, they might even remember from when far back you were a completely different person. So I think that's a challenge, but the issue here is to plant the seed in people's mind. Just like you were saying, if you talk about it with them for 10 minutes, maybe in a month they'll see it on the news that Harvard research or another study found that fluoride lowers IQ, and they'll think, maybe he's on to something, and then they'll do their own research. So it's only your job to plant the seed. Don't expect everyone to be like, oh, wow, you're right, because a lot of the times you talk to someone randomly on the street and they'll say, you're a conspiracy theorist. But that's just because their nightly news program doesn't tell them about this information. You know, don't be mad at them. They just don't know. Literally, they don't know. So it's good to plant the seed. And you're talking about longevity. Well, there was actually a report as well that, sure, people are living longer, but the quality of their health is actually one of the lowest of any nations around in the United States. So people are living longer through life support and stuff like that and drugs, but the quality of their life is absolutely dreadful.
Well, my telephone number, if you're out there in the listening audience, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-2295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's very difficult for people to honestly believe that they would be intentionally poisoning our water. But they are, ladies and gentlemen. They're poisoning our water, they're poisoning our air, they're poisoning our food with aspartame and bisphenol, and with the artificial colorings and odors. They're certainly getting milk from the cows treated with recombinant bovine growth hormone. So many things, but that's another topic. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, this is a vitally important subject.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Anthony Gucciardi. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, Anthony, how can people get to your website? How can people get your information and your books?
Well, they can go to naturalsociety.com or just Google Natural Society or Google my name if they happen to know how to spell it. But, yeah, my book is free now, and it covers the fluoride issue pretty extensively, and I have all free articles, everything is free, on my website to learn. And speaking of emails, I actually do get a bunch of emails every single day of people saying, hey, I heard you on such and such, or I read one of your articles the other day, and I thought you were absolutely crazy. I thought you were a conspiracy theory nut. But then I looked into it, and wow, I'm actually realizing what's going on now. And some people are saying, you know, we had one yesterday of this really, really, really nice guy. And he said, I thought you were crazy, but I looked into it. And oh my goodness, it's all 100% true. What can I do to tell people about this? We get these emails every day. So people are realizing once they actually look into it, guess what? It's true. It's just they don't hear about it on the nightly news programs that they're watching. So and once you actually take
nightly,
a look.
The nightly news programs are tightly controlled, ladies and gentlemen. And if you tell the truth on the media, why, they will simply destroy your career and you'll never get another job. I'll never forget many years ago, I was in San Francisco and a program with a young man named Jim Eason. He was a young man at that time, so you can imagine how long ago that was. But basically, Jim was the talk show host on KGO in San Francisco, and that was certainly a 50,000-watt clear channel station there. And he had two or three hours every afternoon. And I was in the studio with Jim, and he said, when off air, he said, you know, if I actually went on the radio and told people what I really think of what's really going on, I would be fired tomorrow. And then we went back onto the air, and he said, you know, if anybody here at this studio, KGO, tried to tell me what to say, I'd quit tomorrow. And then he looked over at me and winked. Well, Jim survived there for probably 25 years or more. He got out a lot of good information. He knew how far he could go. Getting the truth out, he understood what was going on, but he had to make a living. And this is the problem that we have across America. If you tell the truth, you're going to get fired. And Jim Eason was smart enough to stay in there. Of course, Glenn Beck was on Fox News. He told the truth certainly about a number of things, and they simply fired him. He does have another program now, but it's certainly not Fox News. And other people have not been as fortunate as Glenn. They have not been able to get back on radio again. And their whole lives, they were professional entertainers on radio. Their whole lives have been destroyed. And their crime, they told the truth and tried to warn the American people. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for our guest on water fluoridation or on anything else, give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And the reason that water fluoridation actually does cut down on cavities, dental cavities in children, is it kills the bacteria in their mouth. But of course, when you ingest it, why, what does it do to the rest of you? And that's the trouble, is that if you're using the fluoride on a toothbrush, why, of course, you get into your saliva in your mouth, and of course, that's absorbed into your body. And people who test the blood find that certainly almost every American is getting a certain toxic amount of water fluoridation, and they'll find toxic amounts of fluoride in their blood. And they get it certainly from water fluoridation. They get it certainly from many of the foods that they're getting that has fluoride in them. And certainly they're getting it from other sources. So toothpaste and water fluoridation are the two major sources by which they're poisoning the American people. They do not allow this in China. They do not allow this in Russia. They do not allow this in Europe. But they allow it here. In fact, it's being actively encouraged by our public health authorities, and at least some of them, I'm not saying the most of them, but some of them know exactly what they're doing. Well, Anthony, certainly, what do you tell people when you get under the subject of water fluoridation? And they say, if this is true, why aren't we hearing about it?
Well, like we just talked about, you know, I've heard a lot of newscasters. There's actually a documentary about one of them talking about Monsanto's RBGH, recombinant bovine growth hormone, and they got fired for just talking about it. Well, the same thing can be said for water fluoridation. If people talked about the 26 studies that do exist showing that water fluoridation leads to lower IQ, neurodevelopment problems, and so on, they'll be fired the next day, or it might even be cut off midair. You know, they don't talk about this for a reason, because it upsets the higher-ups. And that's just like you were saying, people are being fired for very similar things. So that's why you're not hearing about it. Now, the good news is the alternative news community is growing because people are being fed up with a lot of the mainstream news. A lot of the mainstream news actually has a really low viewer count. They're not even that high, and they still charge premium amounts for commercials and stuff because the facade has to be upheld. Clear Channel actually will purchase spots just to put their radio show on the air on certain radio stations, so it looks like they have a lot of influence in that area and a lot of listeners, when in reality, the listener count could be very, very low. So the mainstream media is really dying. The alternative news is coming and taking over. And radio shows like this are taking over some of the bigger shows, that people are just tired of listening to the lies. They don't want to hear it anymore. They want to hear the truth. They want to know what's really going on. So that's why people are finding out in droves now, even much, much more so than decades past. This is really the age of information that can be readily accessed.
And I certainly agree with you, and I think it's just such a wonderful privilege to have a voice that's heard across America, indeed across the world, because it's not only through the miracle of regular radio, but of shortwave radio and FM radio and the internet, and then, of course, by satellite, why we can get this information out all across America. And there is a growing awareness of what's going on. And you need to understand that fluoride, there's a little mnemonic. F is for fertility. It actually cuts down both the sperm count in males and the fertility of females. They know these things. These have been extensively studied. And then, of course, it lowers the IQ. That's for L, F, L. Fertility lowers, always for osteoporosis. It actually produces osteoporosis in women. F-L-O-U, it actually, that's for differentiated cells and for cancer. And there's an increased incidence of cancer in areas where they have fluoridated drinking water. And then, of course, it involves the thyroid, because the fluoride competes with the iodine for the thyroid position. It disrupts the endocrine system. They know all of these things. They just don't want the public to know. Well, we've got Charlie calling from Cincinnati, Ohio. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Charlie, do you have a question for or a comment for our guest?
Yes, I do. Excellent program, Dr. Stan. Anthony, I understand there's quite a few water filters you can put on your shower nozzle. Will those effectively filter out fluoride and other contaminants like chlorine?
Well, 99% of shower filters aren't going to filter fluoride. There are some that claim they filter fluoride. The best way to check that out, and this is what I personally do, is you can go online. You can get a little fluoride strip for about $15, and it'll tell you how much fluoride is in the water. So there's a few ways to get rid of fluoride from your water. The best is reverse osmosis. So if you have access to something like that, you can get a whole house filter, which gets rid of it. But the shower filters, it gets a little tricky, because obviously something with like reverse osmosis and a 12-stage filtration system, it's going to take a little bit before the water gets out. So when you have a little tiny shower filter that claims it gets rid of heavy metals and contaminants, chances are it does not get rid of fluoride. So the first thing to look for is if it specifically states it gets rid of fluoride. Then if it states it gets rid of fluoride, if they have water tests available, that's great. But otherwise, you're going to have to get a strip, and I would even do it then. It's only $15, and test it yourself. So shower filters can be pretty tricky, honestly. The best option would be to get a whole house if you can. They're about $2,000, so they are pretty expensive. But I would, if you can't do it, then I would look for a fluoride shower filter and see how it goes with the test.
But Charlie, basically, we sell shower filters, and I will tell you, they don't take out the fluoride. They take out the chlorine and the other issues, the heavy metals, but they don't take out the fluoride. We do carry a whole house water filter system. And you can go to our website, radioliberty.com, and we have it listed there. They cost about $950, and you're going to have to get somebody to install it. And basically, it will filter out the fluoride. It uses a bone meal, a very specific type of bone meal. And there's not just the one filter. There are four of them, and so they have to go from bottle to bottle to bottle to bottle. And they'll last probably for a year or more. And then you have to get them replaced. It'll cost you a couple of dollars a day to get the fluoride out of your drinking, out of your all the drinking water in your house. But it's well worth it. This is a poison, and they're poisoning the American people. Go to our website, radioliberty.com, and look at the section there on the front page on water filtration, and you can check with us, and we'll get you in touch with the company. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. God bless. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But it's very, very hard to get the fluoride out of the drinking water. We have a well where I live in our community. We were able to actually join the radical left and the conservative right, or maybe we should say the radical right. But here, sort of, we got both sides of the political spectrum to join together to work. And we, fortunately, over the objection of the Dental Society and the Medical Society and all these good people, many of my personal friends, but they just don't know because they haven't done the research. And incidentally, we have an excellent talk on this. It's called The Hidden Agenda. The Hidden Agenda, it's on the DVD, and we have a syllabus that goes with us to give you all of the information you'll ever need on this subject. That's The Hidden Agenda. We'll tell you about it. But the average doctor doesn't know because he's brainwashed by his medical organizations, and they have been infiltrated at the top by people who have a different agenda. And a lot of this has to do, I hate to say it, but with population control and people control. And to lower the concern of the people, this is one reason, of course, why in the prison camps in Europe during the Second World War and in Russia during the Second World War, they fluoridated the drinking water to make the prisoners much more affable and willing to go along with their enslavement. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And certainly, fluoride is the active ingredient in Prozac, and in Luvox, and so many of the psychotropic drugs, and nobody has ever told the American people. Did you ever run into that, Anthony?
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, why do you think they're trying to get everyone dosed up on these pills? Why do you think that 1 in 10 Americans right now are on them? And why do you think that 50% of all United States citizens are going to be diagnosed with mental illness in their lifetime? They want to get everybody on these antidepressant, antipsychotic drugs because the prime ingredient, a lot of them, is a fluoride, sodium fluoride-based compound, and it completely dulls you down, completely makes you docile, not question anything. And also we can find that they're linked to a lot of the shootings, such as the Columbine shootings. You know, the list goes on. They're pretty much every single one, about 90%. Actually, WorldNet Daily just reported on that. 90% of mass shooting, the individual or individuals are on these pills.
And I think that's really a shocking figure. I've seen those articles. I'm sure that they're right. I know Joseph Farah, who is the editor there, and he does a magnificent job of getting information out. That's WorldNet Daily, and I certainly recommend that to you.
Yeah, it's an absolutely great site.
So basically, Anthony, what can we do more than just talking about? Is there any way to reach the people or to reach the politicians and put pressure on them, certainly in local communities, to actually get the fluoride out of the drinking water before it does too much irreparable harm?
Yes, there's two things we can do. One's on a personal level, and the second is on a community level. So we could talk on a personal level a little bit about how to detox it, because that's probably what people want to know too. But on the community level, the first thing we need to do is get the information out to everybody. If we don't have people on our side, it's an issue. It's going to be very problematic to get it out of the drinking water. But if we have a group of individuals who want to do that, we can start petitions. We can start something. But if people aren't angry enough at what's going on, then it's going to be really hard to get some change going. We can go to our local city council and we can start petitioning them to change things and, you know, show them the studies, the 26 studies, and even Harvard admitting a lowering IQ. But we need a mass of people that really are upset about this, because you can go in alone and they'll say, oh, you're a conspiracy theory. But if you come in with a bunch of your local doctors, a bunch of your local dentists, or just a bunch of local people, and go in there and start and send a petition with 1,000 signatures in your small town, you can get things done. We've seen them reverse water fluoridation in multiple areas in the United States. And as you said, Europe, guess how that started? You know, people were outraged. So they don't do it in a lot of places because people were able to reverse it. So it's definitely very possible. It all starts with planting seed in your neighbors and friends.
And I think it's so vitally important that we understand you've got to learn about it. You've got to be able to articulate this. And there are a few leading questions like, why don't they do this in Europe? And yet the dental health of their children is certainly every bit as good as the dental health of children here. And yet they don't fluoridate the drinking water. Why is that? That they have as good health as we do, and it has nothing, they don't fluoridate the drinking water. And of course, if you actually look at the statistics, you'll find that in our major cities, San Francisco, Los Angeles, New York, where they fluoridate the drinking water. Why do they have so many dentists doing dental work on little children? Because they're getting dental cavities, ladies and gentlemen. They're getting dental cavities, especially in the lower economic system, where, of course, they don't use fluoridated toothpaste. And in my estimation, fluoridated toothpaste does cut down on the incidence of water of dental cavities, but it's because it kills the bacteria, and you absorb part of it, and then it begins to undermine your health as well. So you must understand there are other ways, of course, to get a good dental health without using fluoridated toothpaste. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. There's a very definite relationship between water fluoridation and tumors. Certainly Dr. Dean Burke, who was with the National Cancer Institute, found out there was certainly a much higher incidence of cancer in communities where they had the water fluoridated than in communities they didn't. Once again, Anthony, how can people get to your website, get your information and your books?
Well, they can head over to naturalsociety.com or just Google Natural Society, and then they can find all of my free articles there and my free book as well.
All right, fine. And then what about your articles? Where can they get your articles?
Same spot, naturalsociety.com, and you'll see it all on the homepage. And you can search fluoride up in the search bar and find all my fluoride articles as well.
Naturalsociety.com, and Anthony's an excellent source of information. So let me urge you to go there. Find out if it's true, and certainly, we'll tell you a little bit later how to get our material, but Anthony's material is excellent. He's on the front lines of this battle, and you need to be too, because they're poisoning our children, ladies and gentlemen. They're poisoning our children, and nobody's talking about it.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
God bless you, too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, that was certainly Anthony Gucciardi and talking certainly about the dangers of water fluoridation. Now, basically, he was just saying if you want to get rid of the fluoride in your body, one way is with selenium. And we actually, I would mention, we do sell selenium as one of the health products we carry. And you can get selenium from Radio Liberty. Also, he talked about iodine. You need to take iodine supplement. And we do carry something called Iodorol, which is half sodium fluoride and half sodium iodate. And it's I take it at 12.5 milligrams a day. Basically, that's what the Japanese take. And they're much, much healthier than the American people, simply because they take a high dose of iodine, among other things. And not only that, but they don't allow certainly children to be vaccinated till they're after 2 years of age. And they don't see the autism there that we see here. As we poison our children, ladies and gentlemen, we're poisoning our children with vaccinations, starting at their, in the nursery. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to understand water fluoridation, we have an excellent talk. It's called The Hidden Agenda. It's my talk. It's available on DVD. And there's an excellent syllabus that goes with that. It's about an inch thick or more, maybe an inch and a half thick. All the information you'll ever need to know about water fluoridation. We carry certainly a book on fluoride alert, and we actually carry talks on DVD by Dr. Paul Connett. The information is available. You go to our website, radioliberty.com, and certainly look for the section on fluoridation. And there certainly, or you can certainly get one of our catalogs. We'd be glad to send it to you. And actually, we have certainly a DVD called Drinking Water, Let the Truth Be Told. And another one, Drinking Water, Let the Truth Be Told, Volume 2, that's put out by our good friend, Dr. Kennedy. And then, of course, we have a DVD, certainly by Dr. A tape set of interviews with Dr. Connett and Dr. Kennedy and Phyllis Mullinex and Richard Folks. These are older tape sets, but the information is valid. Certainly, nothing has changed. Then we have a Fluoride Update 2005, and they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. They're poisoning our drinking water. They're poisoning our children. They're poisoning you and your family. If you have certainly fluoride in your drinking water, you can get the fluoride out of your drinking water, certainly with a Berkey light or Berkey water filters. And then you have to get special post filters. They'll take the fluoride out, but it won't take it out of your drink, out of your the water you're going to be showering in. So you certainly should not be taking frequent showers if you have water fluoridation. If you want to get it out of the entire water supply, go to our website, radioliberty.com, and we have a link to a place where you can actually get your whole house fluoridated. And we do carry that. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. People say, who in their right mind would want to poison the food and the water and the air of the American people? And I would say nobody in their right mind, but we're not dealing with people in their right mind. If you want to know how they're poisoning our air, you need to get the DVD, Geoengineering by Rosalind Peterson. Go to her website. She has 40,000, that's 40,000 different articles there you can connect to, government articles, scientific articles, going into the danger of what they're doing to the air and the spraying programs that they have. That's Geoengineering. It's a DVD. And then, of course, if you want to know what they're doing as far as aspartame, aspartame is a poison that was developed as a biological warfare agent. It's known as NutraSweet. It's in 14,000 food items. We have a DVD on aspartame, Benny Martini, and so much more. But our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I think if you're only going to get one thing, get my talk on the hidden agenda and get the syllabus that goes with it. But the things from Dr. Paul Connett, all the others are excellent. Go to our website and look up the articles they have and the DVDs we have and the books we have. And then please pray for America. Pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. We are at war today.
Satan, to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside
her and guide her through the night. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bring you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Orly Tates. And Dr. Tates comes from a communist country. She values freedom probably a lot more than most Americans do, because she knows what it is to live without tyranny, live without freedom, and I guess she sees the same things happening to our country that happened to hers. Dr. Tays is a lawyer, she is a dentist, and of course she is an activist, and she has brought a number of lawsuits against President Barack Obama for his fraudulent claiming to be an American citizen, or all the information shows he was not born in the United States, or if he was, he certainly has never shown his legitimate long-term birth form. And so basically, of course, Orly has actually had a number of lawsuits. She has apparently one that's going to be heard very, very soon. Of course, Barack Obama is doing everything they can to block this information from getting out. The fact that he is not entitled to be the President of the United States. Many, certainly the people in Congress, know this is true, but they're all afraid to take a stand against the President for fear of the horrible retaliation that come against them and their families. But Dr. Tays, courageous beyond a bound, certainly is involved in this. Dr. Tays, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me on the program.
Why don't you go ahead and tell our listeners about what's really going on, of course, what you are doing, and about some of these lawsuits that you have.
Well, I have a hearing coming on January 3rd. It's going to be in Sacramento.
Incidentally, are you on a regular hard line or not?
Can you hear me better now?
No, not. No, are you on a hard line?
I'm on my...
Are you on a cell phone?
This is my cell phone.
Do you have a hard line we could use?
You know what? I can call you from my hard line.
Would you mind doing that? Because I really want our listeners to hear what you have to say.
Okay.
Do you have our telephone number?
Give me the number to call.
Well, I'm going to give you back to our producer.
Okay.
They'll give you the number to call, basically. It's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Pardon me, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, okay?
Okay.
Okay, give us a call right back, and we'll get Dr. Cates on. And basically, because I want you to hear her story. I mean, what can one person do? A lot of us have this feeling, well, what can I possibly do? Well, there's a lot that you can do if you put your mind to it. And here's a woman who's a practicing dentist. But actually, she is on her own, going all over the country, and she's launched a number of individual lawsuits against the president of the United States in many states. And of course, she has to depend upon some financial help from people across the land who are actually helping her financially. But most of this she has to do on her own. I'm sure she'll want to go ahead and put a plea out here before long. But we want you to hear what she has to say, and I'm probably going to get our producer to call her back. We don't seem to be getting a call for her. Her telephone number to call her is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-800-24-LIBERTY. I'm going to ask my producer to call her back, and I'd rather have her than nothing. Or here, maybe she's coming on the line. We'll see in just a moment. But her story is vitally important. Basically, Barack Obama, his real name is Barry Sotero, and of course, he is a Muslim, and we've talked to people who know his Muslim faith. And, of course, he is homosexual. You go up on the Internet, type in Barry President Obama homosexual, and you'll find out that it's mentioned there. You'll get all sorts of articles. I've been told this by people in Chicago. If this is true, why don't you hear about it? Because, ladies and gentlemen, in America today, why the media is controlled. We're going to be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty.
Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancel of crime in our cities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Dr. Taze, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, that's ever so much better. Thank you very much for calling us back. We just wanted to get your message out for our people across America. So basically tell us, where do you stand today in your effort to point out the fact that President Obama certainly is not, certainly does not have a long-term, birth certificate form? And where do we stand on your effort to expose the fact he is not eligible to be the president?
Well, as I said before, we have a hearing coming on January 3rd at 2 o'clock. The hearing is going to be in Sacramento, California. It's going to be before the Chief Judge, the Federal Court, Chief U.S. District Judge, Judge Moore England. And actually, I hope that supporters will be there. As your listeners know, we already had a number of hearings in prior courts, and actually the evidence that I possess contains affidavits of experts, affidavits from law enforcement, sheriff or fire investigators, Senior Deportation Office, John Sampson, and others, that shows that Barack Obama indeed does not have a valid social security number, a social security number from the state of Connecticut that was never assigned to him according to E-Verify and SSNVS, that his birth certificate and his Selective Service certificate represent forgeries. So the judge did schedule the TRO hearing. Of course, Obama and others who are defendants in the case filed opposition to the TRO motion, and we'll see what will happen there.
Well, now, basically, of course, will President Obama have lawyers there to represent him and his position?
Yes. Well, actually, the U.S. Attorney's Office is representing, in this case, they're representing Congress, members of Congress, President of the Senate.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought for just a moment, and we'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, we have Dr. Morley Tate's back with us, and she's going to be having a hearing. Oh, that hearing is going to be in Sacramento. And when is that hearing going to be?
January 3rd at 2 p.m. in U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of California.
Okay, that's January 3rd at 2 o'clock in Sacramento. And if you want more information, you can get that from Dr. Tate's. But basically, the case is going to be heard before a federal court. Now, basically, the point that Dr. Tate makes is the Social Security that Barry Sotero uses. And that's his real name. It's not Osama bin Laden. I should say Obama, Barack Hussein Obama. But basically, the Social Security card that he uses is not his Social security card. It comes from Connecticut, and of course he's never been in Connecticut. And then of course his long form birth certificate is a frank forgery, and this has been certified by a number of experts. What about his draft card? Do we know anything about his draft card? Is that fraudulent as well?
Absolutely. Sheriff Harpaio provided a fit showing that indeed it represents a forgery. So is his chief investigator, Mike Zullo. We had a federal agent, Stephen Kaufman, who submitted the information back in 2009 that I have provided to the Director of Selective Service, and that clearly shows that it is a forgery. What's interesting, which makes it so vivid as a forgery, is the fact that the stamp that they have affixed to it has only a two-digit year, even though all the other documents and stamps always have a four-digit year when you look at the U.S. postal stamp.
So basically, his birth certificate is a forgery, his draft card is a forgery, and he's using somebody else's Social Security number? Is that basically what we're talking about?
Yes. And, you know, it's interesting. Just yesterday, Brian Schatz, who was the former chairman of the Democratic Party of Hawaii back in 2008, he was the chairman of the Democratic Party of Hawaii, and he was the chair of Obama's campaign then, was appointed to become the next U.S. senator from Hawaii. And what's interesting is the fact that the state of Hawaii has a requirement where when a candidate is running for office, the state party has to sign official certification of nomination that states that the candidate is eligible according to the U.S. Constitution. And John Kerry had such a certification. Al Gore had such a certification. All of the certifications until Obama had statement that this candidate is eligible according to nomination. What happened with Obama, because it's common knowledge in Hawaii, and particularly in the government of Hawaii, that Obama is not eligible, apparently Brian Schatz decided to do something to help his buddy. And
by his buddy, you mean Barack Obama.
Obama.
Barry Sotero, go ahead.
And somehow shield himself from future criminal investigation. He removed from the official certification of nomination the words eligible according to Constitution and replaced it with the words eligible according to rules and regulations of the Democratic Party. And that's the garbage that he filed with the
This was in reference to Barry Sotero's eligibility to run for the presidency. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. And that's how, actually, Obama got his nomination from the state of Hawaii, in spite of the fact that most of the officials in the state of Hawaii know that there is no birth certificate for him in any hospital in Hawaii. He was not born there. So now Brian Schatz was rewarded for falsification of records and obstruction of justice and de facto committing treason, where he committed treason by allowing a citizen of Indonesia, Barack Obama, get in the White House with forged IDs. And he was nominated by Neil Abercrombie, who is, of course, a friend of Barack Obama and Governor of Hawaii, to be the next senator, and he was sworn in by Joe Biden.
All right, fine. So, of course, there's a lot of skullduggery going on there. Well, now, as far as the other cases, I know that you've actually launched a number of lawsuits or filed a number of lawsuits in various states dealing with, of course, Barry Sotero's eligibility to be the president of the United States. What has happened in those other cases? Has the federal government brought pressure on the judges to force them to simply ignore the evidence, or what?
I believe so. We had a case in the state of Indiana where we already had trial, and we brought evidence, we brought witnesses. We had, for example, witness Paul Irie, who has 57 years of experience in typesetting and printing. And the judge allowed his evidence on the record. And after this was allowed on the record, after trial, retroactively, the judge vacated the whole trial, saying that witnesses did not have standing and she should not have allowed trial in the first place. And that's how she dismissed the case retroactively. What's interesting that after trial, the court reporter actually sold us the audio tape of the trial where she had the witness testimony. And somebody, a third party, posted that online. So apparently this judge was under so much pressure that not only she vacated retroactively the trial, she tried to intimidate the plaintiffs to somehow put pressure on third parties to remove from the internet, from YouTube, the audio tape of the hearing. And she sent a letter to all the plaintiffs, plaintiffs in the case, saying that she's scheduling a hearing to see if we should be sanctioned for,
publishing the actual
audio tape in violation of the court order and in violation of the rules of judicial conduct. So I wrote to the judge and I said, Your Honor, first of all, we never violated any orders. There was never an order saying anything about audio tape or YouTube. The only court order that was made during trial is no videotaping and no cameras, and nobody videotaped anything. There were no cameras in the courtroom. This is an audio tape that was lawfully sold to parties by the court reporter. Rules of judicial conduct has to do with something that judge should or should not do. We're not a judge, so this has nothing to do with that. So she sat on it, and she didn't rule, and it was before Thanksgiving. She didn't rule until the last moment, and it really spoiled my Thanksgiving. I had my son here from college and their friends, and instead of enjoying Thanksgiving and family, I was really worried because, you know, I've seen so much corruption in the judiciary that I really didn't know what the judge is going to do. And I actually asked them to give me an answer whether I should go to Indiana or not in advance, because it costs over $500 for the ticket, you know, the airfare, hotel, it's all expensive. And we had situations where judges would cancel hearing the last moment and I would lose money on the airfare and money that I've paid for witnesses. So I was supposed to fly to Indiana Monday morning. The hearing was on Tuesday. And I just postponed my flight. And I got a call when actually I was supposed to be already in the air. And the assistant to the judge said that she vacated this hearing. There will be no such hearing. And I realized that she did something wrong. But, you know, she waited till the last moment. And, you know, I lost money on airfare. I lost time because, as you know, aside from being an attorney, I'm also a doctor. And I had to cancel my patients. So, you know, that's what is happening.
Well, whenever you take a courageous stand like you're taking, Arlie, you know very well that they're going to do everything they can to make your life miserable. The last thing they want for the American people to know is that Barry Sotero, that's his real name, Barry Sotero certainly is not eligible to be the President of the United States. If he were, he would not be using a fraudulent Social Security number and a fraudulent draft card, and he would certainly release his birth certificate. Now, do we have any idea? We have heard stories that he was actually born in Kenya. His mother came home right after that. Do we know if any of that is true? What have you been able to determine? Because I know you've investigated this. What have you found out about the site of Barry Sotero's birth?
Well, absolutely. First of all, we have a transcript of the government of the session of the government of Kenya when Minister of Lands openly speaks about the fact that Barack Obama was born in Kenya. As a matter of fact, they're talking about multiculturalism, where Barack Obama is saying, well, if United States wouldn't have multiculturalism, how else a man who was born right here in Kenya could become a U.S. president? And who is he talking about? Clearly not George Washington. We have a high-ranking official of the government of Kenya saying he was born there. We have his biography that he himself submitted to his literary agent, where he is saying that he was born in Kenya and raised in Indonesia. And of course, when he decided that he wants to run for office, he suddenly came up with a new story.
So basically, of course, then this whole thing is fraudulent. But why is the media covering it up? Is any of the newspapers or television stations carrying your story and certainly covering your court hearings, trying to get the truth out? We're going to be back here in just a moment with Dr. Orly Tates right here at Radio Liberty. And she has taken a heroic position trying to bring the truth out, not getting much help from ABC, CBS, NBC. Go right ahead, Orly.
Well, we know that a lot of what is happening today is manipulated. A lot comes from our ruling oligarchy of a small group of most wealthiest families in the country who are really pulling the strings. And Obama is very convenient. He's just a convenient puppet. And he comes from the very corrupt environment of Chicago. That's where he was reared. When you look at his career as a state senator, as a U.S. senator in Hawaii, we see a lot of very suspect manipulation, where large amounts of money were going in different directions under his auspices. He's very convenient. He has no allegiance to this country. He has no scruples. He has a big red button that can be pushed by people in the know. He's just very convenient. The ruling oligarchy decided that he's the guy that they want in power. That's why he is being protected. Today we have enormous censorship of all of our media. We have most of our what's called mainstream media is in the hands of very few wealthiest families. They control most of our media, and the same families control pull the strings of our Congress, White House, and most judges. And they decided to keep him in power. A lot of our elections are nothing but an illusion, and they keep him in power. And anything in the media that goes against the main script is being just removed from the script, is being censored out. I have names of media, of reporters, media personalities who've been fired and threatened if they ever even decided to report anything on Obama and his forged ideas. For example, there was a reporter of WGO radio in New York, Steve Musburg, who has been a big supporter of mine, and he had me on his program a number of times. He has a syndicated show. He was fired. Greg Jackson, here in California, he was on Salem Radio. He was fired. And a number of others who were just fired for daring to have me on the show and talking about this.
Well, that's the nice thing about what I do, Dr. Tate. Basically, of course, we pay for our time thanks to the generous support of our listeners and our Radio Liberty family supporters and our advertisers and others. And basically, of course, they can't fire me. People can't stop financing us. But the people who do support my ministry are people who know where I stand. They know that they're going to hear the truth on my programs, and of course, we're not answerable to the people who run the major radio networks, both Christian and conservative. And I'm so sorry to hear that the Salem Network had gone right along with this facade. We'll be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Dr. Ronnie Tates. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, and Dr. Tates was just telling us about several talk show hosts, one in New York, another working for a major Christian network, radio network, with dozens of stations all across the country. This woman had been working for them as a talk show host, but because she had Dr. Tates on, why, because she was fired, the people back in New York were fired. And if you have a job working in television or in radio or for newspapers and you tell the truth, you are in danger of being fired. And I have basically had people tell me personally that if they told the truth on radio, they would be fired, and that's the reason they don't. They want to keep their jobs. Glenn Beck told the truth about what was going on, and Fox simply fired him. Other people are fired, but they certainly don't have the notoriety of Glenn Beck. But once you're fired from the medium, they will blacklist you. You can't get another job. And so this is why most people simply go right along to get along. Well, Dr. Tays, how many suits have you brought across the country, certainly trying to demonstrate that Barry Sotero, also known as President Obama, is not eligible to be the president because he's not a natural-born American. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment. But how many lawsuits have you actually filed, Dr. Tate?
Oh, you know what, I didn't even count, but in the last 4 years, I have filed a number of cases. And I've done more than any other attorney in the country on this issue, bringing legal actions, appearing in court in multiple states on behalf of members of the military and civilians. And I brought the most explosive evidence. We came very close to removing him from the ballot back in the state of Georgia, where the judge allowed evidence. They filed a motion to dismiss. They filed a motion to quash. Those were overruled by judges who allowed us to proceed. But finally, there was pressure on the judge. And the judge said that the evidence against Obama was not convincing enough, even though we had 7 experts testifying and Obama did not have anybody to testify there. So
basically, are these jury trials or are these just trials before a judge?
Before judge. Not one single judge allowed jury trial.
Why can't you get a jury trial and let the jury decide?
Oh, we ask. We ask for jury trial time and again, and the judges just nullify juries. They just usurp jury functions, and they deprive us of our Seventh Amendment right to a jury trial. That's the biggest problem. We're deprived of this right, just as we're deprived of our First Amendment right of grievances.
Don't you have this First Amendment right to a trial by jury on an issue of this importance?
Well, in civil case, trial by jury civil cases, it's the Seventh Amendment. Yes, we have it, but the judges just deny it to us. They just, denied, or they find some technical reasons to dismiss cases on, small matters and technicalities, and just deny us our right for jury trials. And when you go to higher courts, they're even more corrupt than the lower courts. The higher the court is, the more corrupt it is. And quite often, decisions of the higher courts are prepared by staff attorneys, law clerks, who typically come from a handful of very well-connected firms who are part of the establishment. They'll clerics write whatever needs to be written by the establishment, and the judges just rubber stamp that. In most times, I think the judges in high courts don't even read what's written there. And actually, there is a book that I read, a book by Justice Scalia, Anthony Scalia, who's a known conservative judge, which he's saying that in most cases, that come to the Supreme Court, the judges have no clue what's written there. There are over 80,000 cases that are sent to the Supreme Court, and only 800 I have heard by the judges.
Hold that thought for just a moment. We're going to have to take a break. We have Chuck calling from Auburn Hills, Michigan. We have Tim calling from Tri-Cities of Washington. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, why, we'll be glad to have you on in just a minute. We'll get to, we're probably going to hear Chuck during the break, and we'll get to Tim after we get back. But our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Unfortunately, when you take God and prayer out of our schools and our colleges, the Ten Commandments out, it's a little wonder that our courts become corrupt. And judge after judge after judge has refused a jury trial to try to get to the truth.
You better believe it's love.
Better not miss it.
Right here.
You know it's true.
It's love.
Me and you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and let's go and talk to, oh, we have a Chuck calling from Auburn Hills, Michigan. Hi, Chuck. How are we doing?
Doing pretty good. I got a question. You know, I think that, you know, you're trying to take Obama to court in the northern states. It might do better to go to Texas, where they don't really appreciate him too much there anyway.
All right, fine. And well, let's talk to Dr. Taze. How do you feel about that, Sydney? Have you tried getting into Texas to would you get a better a federal judge in Texas than you would elsewhere, do you think?
Well, you know, I had a case a while ago, which was in a state court in Texas, where I helped a plaintiff, and the judge just wouldn't hear anything. He just said, he said it right away, dismissed. He just refused to hear any evidence. And that was a while ago in 2008, I believe. You know, what's happening in courts, you can't just bring a case. You need to have a statute that would allow a regular citizen to bring an election fraud case, or you need somebody with specific standing. Also, I'm not licensed as an attorney in the state of Texas, and I just couldn't bring a case there because, as I said, I'm not licensed there. I did not have anybody from the state of Texas who has specific standing, like a candidate for president.
And so
however,
go ahead.
I do have a case currently in the state of Mississippi. This case has been going on since February, where I'm suing Obama, not just seeking to remove him from the ballot, but also I'm suing him under RICO, which is a racketeering case, where I'm saying what Obama is doing, Obama for America, it's a racketeering pattern where they collected $2 billion in two elections. They collected under false pretenses. And what I'm stating is that I suffered damages, and that's in conjunction with some other charges and so forth. And the judge has it under submission since November 16th. It has been over a month and a half that he has it under submission.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We have Chuck calling from Auburn Hills, Michigan, and he was asking why should the Dr. Tase didn't bring the case against Barry Sotero in Texas. And, of course, Dr. Tase said that she doesn't have a license in Texas. She has it in other states. She does have a case. Is that Mississippi where you have this case pending now we're talking about?
Yes. And the reason I mentioned this is if this case, if the judge rules in this case, it goes to the court of court of appeals in the Fifth Circuit, which is going to be in Houston, Texas. So it will go to Texas from Mississippi because that's where the court of appeals is. So it might end up being in Texas at some point.
Okay, fine. Yeah, thanks very much for your call. We got a whole
bunch. I got one more question.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think that you'll have your success in Texas, but I heard that, I don't know if this is true or not, that Judge Roberts is gay. Does anybody know if that's true or not?
All I can say, Chuck Eisen, all I can say is go up on Google and write in just Judge Roberts homosexual. Will you do that? You go up to Google and write in Judge Roberts homosexual. You get the answer. Thanks very much for calling.
If I just might say, I don't know anything about that part of his life, but I do have a case in front of him, and that's a case called Noonan et al. V. Bowen that was filed by me on behalf of a presidential candidate, Ed Noonan, and a number of other candidates. And as I stated, this case currently is was brought on application for stay. It's application to stay certification of votes for Obama, and it is currently in front of Chief Justice Roberts, and we are waiting for him to rule. I have 7 cases that are going on currently in different courts, and one of them is in front of Justice Roberts.
Well, I think that's wonderful. And certainly, ladies and gentlemen, all I can do is suggest if you have any questions at all, go up on the Internet and simply go to Google and ask the question. You'll be amazed sometimes the answers that you get that will never be mentioned on the controlled media. Right now, we have Tim calling from Tri-Cities. That's up in the state of Washington. Tim, are you there? Tim, are you there listening to us?
Yes, I am. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you. Once again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And Tim, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I do. First, I'd like to say God bless you both for what you're doing. And my question is, I was just curious to find out if maybe she's contacted Jay Sekulo from the ACLJ and, you know, asked for, you know, got him involved with some of these cases?
Well, question is, have you, do you know Jay Sekulo with the American Society for Justice?
Yes, I did. I just contacted them, and they said that they don't want to do anything with this issue, so clearly they got the same marching orders, but they should be free to donate to them.
Basically, your answer, Tim. I know Jay Sekulo for a long time, and if you notice, I never have him on the program. Any other questions?
No, that's all.
Okay, good.
Again, bless you both.
Thank you so very much. God bless you. And let's go to Dean, and Dean is calling us from, well, hi, Dean. Do you have a question or comment?
I do, sir. I've got a question for tonight's guest, and that is, she mentioned
the draft card. Go ahead.
A draft card.
Right.
And I understand that, as best I can tell, I'm approximately the same age as the President of the United States. And I don't have one, and the draft was a long time ago. Could tonight's guest please expound on that draft card statement?
All right, fine. Now, basically, the draft existed up until about 1970, somewhere in there. All right. How old are you, Dean? How old are you?
52.
What about the draft card? Sidney Dean is raising the question. He doesn't have a draft card. Why would Barry Sotero have a draft card, or is Barry somewhat older than Dean?
Correct.
Well, it's not a draft card per se. its application, its registration with the Selective Service. You might not be drafted, but you have to fill out the registration with the Selective Service. And the problem with Obama is that in his registration, we have multiple evidence of forgery, and the most vivid evidence of forgery is the fact that the stamp that is affixed to this alleged application for Selective Service has a two-digit year, even though if you look at any stamps for any U.S. stamp, it has a four-digit year. Supposedly, he registered in 1980, so it would have had a year at the bottom of the stamp that says 1980, four digits. His has only two digits, 80. And as a matter of fact, there was a press conference by Sheriff Arpaia and his investigator, Zulo, where they showed how this forged stamp was created, how a forger took 2008 stamp, actually when Obama ran for office, they cut it in half, they took 80, inversed it, and they took 08, the last two digits, 08, inversed it, came up with 80, and then they created this stamp that supposedly came from 1980. Back in 2009, I actually received a letter from a federal agent by name Stephen Kaufman. He's in Texas. And he advised me, and he advised a reporter by name Debbie Schlussel about the fact that the alleged application for Selective Service for Obama is a forgery created recently. And I actually traveled to the directive, I traveled to D.C. on my own dime. I met with the director of Selective Service, William Chatfield. One of my clients was a four-star general, General Carol Childers, who arranged for me to be there. And when I came, I said, I'm an attorney for General Childers. So the secretary allowed me to be there and meet with Director of Selective Service. I provided him with all the evidence, and what he did, he just resigned. He did nothing with this information. He just resigned, and shortly thereafter, he got a cushy position on the board of some biotech company, and this is a man who probably does not know how to spell biotech. He didn't even graduate from college, and he got, you know, this high-paying position on a board, and he was replaced, of course, by an Obama, somebody who was very friendly with Obama, a Democrat.
Well, Dr. Taze, does everybody suddenly today have to fill out some sort of a Selective Service form? When did they, do they still do that? I really don't know.
Oh, yes. They have it, it continues, and anybody who has children of this age would know that they received cards saying that they have to register with Selective Service.
But they don't get a draft card.
It's not a draft card. You're not drafted. It's just you just have to be registered. And the point is that if you did not register with Selective Service, you cannot have a position in the federal government. That is why Obama felt, I guess, that he has to create this forgery.
Most people do this today, most young people, filling out these forms so that at least their names are on file?
Right, because I know a lot of people who are breaking the law. If that is the law.
Okay, fine, Dean. Anything else you wanted to say before we let you go?
No, thank you, sir.
Okay, God bless. Well, that was Dean calling us from, he didn't say he was calling us, but from, I appreciate it bringing that up, and I learned something myself. But what's really so interesting is I learn something every day, a number of things every day, just by talking to interesting people. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we're talking with Dr. Orly Tayes, who has, of course, brought a number of lawsuits against Barack Obama. She is going to be having one on the, what is that? That's the 3rd of January, and here it's going to be in Sacramento. And now this is going to be for a federal judge. Do you know the judge's name there?
Yes, his name is Morrison C. England. He's an appointee of George Bush. So I'm assuming he's a Republican. He's from Missouri. So hopefully he has some Midwest values. And you know, another thing about this judge, which actually might be good for us, he is an African-American judge, and all the other judges that dismissed cases were white, and many of them, I guess, were afraid that they will be called racist if they don't dismiss the case against Obama. But a judge who is African-American is not afraid to be called a racist. Clearly, you know, being African-American, he's not a racist. So this would be out of the equation. So I don't know. We'll have to wait and see whether he
Well, let's just hope you get an honest hearing. And basically, of course, that there are honest judges out there within the system. I mean, some are honest, some are dishonest. We had a guest here about a week ago, 10 days ago. I think he had been appointed to the state judge in the state of Wisconsin by Governor Tommy Thompson. This was in the 1990s. And they told him how to adjudicate a couple of cases. He refused to do it. He came up with some very large class action suits fighting against business, and that he was called repeatedly by the governor's office and told that if he dared to do what he thought was right, why, of course, he would not get reappointed as a judge. He did what he thought was right, and, of course, he didn't get reappointed. And we had him on here a couple of times. Fascinating guest. Ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, this is the way the legal system works, because when you take away a belief in God, of course, we were answerable to nobody but ourselves or the people in political office who hold the power, why, of course, people will go along with it. This is why we need, of course, to have a revival in America where we understand we're not answerable to men, we're answerable to God, and men will do what's right rather than what's expedient. Well, certainly, Dr. Tayes, how many cases do you still have pending, or is this one of the last ones?
Seven.
You have 7 cases pending. Would you like to get information out so that if people out there would like to help you, they could? Because I know it's a great sacrifice. You have to close down your dental office. When you go off on these cases, you have to pay your transportation. You have to pay rooms. You have to pay to bring in expert guests. So basically, how can people get in touch with you if they'd like to help you in your effort to bring out the truth about the man who sits in the White House today?
Yes, my website is orlytaesesq.com, O-R-L-Y, T as in Tom, A-I, T as in Tom, Z as in Zoo, orlytaesesq.com. On this website, at the top, there is my address, my phone number, and also a PayPal connection, a PayPal button. So if people would like to donate and help with this, that they can do it either through PayPal or by mailing a check. And this is really important because as you know, I've been working on this 24/7 for over 4 years, and I have enormous expenses. For example, for this hearing that I have now in California, when I subpoena people, I have to send them a check to travel for airfare, also additional expenses on a daily basis, and it adds up. I actually sent a check to Obama for $975. Because he was in Hawaii, that's how it costs to fly to California and stay here. And I sent checks to the Director of Selective Service, Commissioner of Social Security, Postmaster General. Each check was like $750. I just paid $550 to a service professional, process server company to serve officials, and it's thousands and thousands of dollars that I spend on this, not counting thousands of hours of my time that I spend. So, of course, any and all donations are greatly appreciated and needed so that I continue this battle. All the other cases by all the other attorneys were dismissed. I'm the last soldier standing on the battlefield, and I really need people to support me, and not just with donations, but also being there in courtroom. We have a hearing January 3rd in Sacramento in federal court. If you are anywhere in California or neighboring states and able to come, please do so. It's very important when supporters are there in the courtroom for you. You know, judges think twice about behaving, inappropriately and attacking plaintiffs in those cases when there are witnesses, when people are in the courtroom. You can also help. I have served the U.S. Congress because I'm seeking to stop certification of votes for Obama by the Congress. And I served them through the U.S. Attorney's Office, but also it would help a lot if we can serve individual congressmen and senators with a complaint. And clearly, I cannot send over 500 packages by certified mail or FedEx. So if people can help by sending those packages to congressmen, please email me at orly.tates@gmail.com. I will forward to you the pleadings, and you can forward them to your own congressman. You can visit your own congressman and demand that they act.
All right, fine. One more time. Let's give the time and the address, certainly in Sacramento, that this hearing is going to be, that you'd like people to come to. It's going to be, on the 3rd of January?
Yes, at 2 p.m.
All right, 3rd of January at 2 p.m. It's going to be in Sacramento. Where will that be if people want to go?
It is in federal court, and I don't have in front of me. I think it's 501 I Street.
Do you have an email where people could send an email to get the exact address?
Yeah, or you can just Google it. It's easy. Just write federal court or federal building in Sacramento. There is only one federal building there.
The federal building there in Sacramento. That's 2 o'clock on January 3rd. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, it's important that Orly has, I mean, she's doing these things on her own. If you can help her, certainly, if you can get there to be in court, understand we're talking about the future of America. We're going to be back in just a moment, again, right here at Radio Liberty. Well, we have 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program. You go right ahead. Well, Dr. Tate, you go right ahead. We have 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program.
Well, as I said, you know, we have a criminal sitting in the White House who is using all forged IDs, and it is extremely important that justice prevails. We had Watergate, that when U.S. President was forced to resign due to criminal activity. And it is time to remove Obama from office due to his criminal activity, due to his use of forged IDs. And I need each and every one of you to help me in this endeavor. Help me by being in court or by simply having a group of people with a big banner. Obama is using forged IDs and a stolen Social Security number, and standing, just even two or three people standing before a federal building, federal court, U.S. Capitol or White House with a huge banner to draw attention of our corrupt media and our corrupt officials to this issue and demand prosecution on the merits. Demand seeing all the original documents, because all the copies that Obama has provided us, of course, were shown by experts and law enforcement officials to be forgeries.
Well, I want to thank you for everything you do. I do admire your courage and the fact that you're willing to take this upon yourself. And if we had just a few hundred people across America, it could make all the difference in the world. I think the majority of people know something seriously wrong, but suddenly they have a feeling of being helpless. What can they do? Well, certainly you're just one individual, as I am in one individual, but individuals who are dedicated to what they're doing can have a profound impact upon the course of history. This is the way it's been down through the ages, and I think when the history of this era is written, why, we'll see the name of Dr. Orly Tates there at the head of one of the lists, because she's done a magnificent job to bring out the fact that our current president, who calls himself Barack Hussein Obama, of course, he doesn't like that Hussein part, it's just Barack Obama. His real name is Barry Sotero, and of course, he is certainly, all the evidence shows he was not born here in the United States, that his long-form birth certificate is a forgery, and yet because he has the support of the invisible government, this information is not brought out. Dr. Tace, thank you so very much for being with us. Please keep in touch and keep us advised as to what happens. Will you?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for having me on the program.
Good night. God bless, and thanks for everything you're doing. Bye-bye. Okay, fine. This is Dr. Stan. We'll be back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I hope you enjoyed Orly Tate. She's a very courageous woman. I wish we had a lot more men that had the courage she does. And basically, she has to work. She has a dental practice, an active dental practice. She is a doctor of dentistry. She also has her doctorate in law, and she's brought cases all across America. If you're in a position to help her, I think she's well worthy of this. And then, of course, hopefully you'll get in touch with her. If you're in a position to help financially, I know she'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number here at Radio Liberty, if you'd like to help us certainly get information out, is 1-800-544-8927. Now, this is the time when I need to mention that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we're dependent upon those of you who listen to our program to help us. And we have to maintain certainly our network of over 50 stations and outlets every single week. And certainly, if you're in a position to help, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And if you're not in a position to help financially, we ask you to pray. Because basically, this is a spiritual battle. And God does answer prayer. I don't know how he's going to answer it. Certainly, this country is turned against God in every way. And the churches certainly have been totally neutralized. They've infiltrated our seminaries. And when was the last time you went to church? And anybody talked about the fear of God? Or the fact that God brings his vengeance upon nations that turn against him, and America has turned against God. Today it is illegal for a Christian chaplain in the military to pray in the name of Jesus Christ, or for a military officer, commanding officer, to pray with his men and to lead them in prayer. This is how far we've gotten, and believe me, ladies and gentlemen, when a nation turns against God, and our armies move into battle, why, of course, they're not going to have God's blessing on our side. I fear that's true. Well, certainly, you can get the material from Radio Liberty. If you'd like a catalog, we'll be glad to send you one. We do need your help to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, reprinted. And, of course, the book ordinarily sells for $12.95. But you can get this at the 64 copies for less than $2.40 each. And certainly you can give them away, you can sell them, you can do whatever you want to. Get a couple of people to go in together and help us get the book reprinted. Brotherhood of Darkness, and if you'd like to get a case of the books, or learn more about it, and of course if you do get a case of the books, you'll get a free DVD, or you get a free four-CD or four-tape set that we produced, simply as a sign of our appreciation for your helping us. But our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like, of course, to understand why Fidel Castro is the dictator of Cuba today, you need to hear my talk on the World Revolution. The World Revolution, it's a DVD, and with that, of course, if you watch it, you'll see my interview with Ambassador Earl T. Smith. He's a multi-billionaire who very graciously let us come to Palm Beach with a film crew, and we filmed him And basically, he will tell you, he knew Fidel Castro was a communist. The President of the United States knew Fidel Castro was a communist. Certainly, the Cuban people didn't want Fidel. They didn't elect Fidel. He was installed by the American State Department that knew Fidel Castro was a communist. Why? Why is that? So we'd have an enemy. We have to have an enemy. That's why, of course, we financed the North Vietnamese all during the Vietnam War. And we did that by massive financial gifts and transfer of technology to Russia, which financed the North Vietnamese, which financed the Viet Cong. And it's the same thing we did with World War II with Germany. And if you haven't actually read the book America's Nazi Secret by John Loftus, who had a Justice Department security clearance three levels above top secret, John Loftus's book, America's Nazi Secret, or my interviews with him, The War Against the Jews. That's America's Nazi Secret, or The War Against the Jews, the 4-CD set. And you find out that we actually, American corporations and American banks, financed the Nazis all during the war, and the American corporations, 100 of them, building the weapons of war, the tanks, the planes, used to kill American soldiers during World War II. At America's Nazi Secret, I number 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Welcome back to Power Hour, straight up top of the hour. You're in the right place. Thank you so much for joining us today, and stay tuned for Charlotte Iserby. What an incredible human being she is. We'll talk to Charlotte, and also, just to let you know, Charlie, our new Charlie over at the Power Hour, she is doing the anabolic fast, and I am so proud of her. She's been on it for, I don't know, she says she's going to go all the way through Friday. I think it's, I don't know how many days she's been on it now, five, six. And she says she doesn't even feel hungry. That's when I talked to her yesterday. So if you want to know about the anabolic fast, what it's like to go through it, because she's new to the Power Hour and new to all the stuff we do around here. And so she was really intrigued by it. And she started it. And she's been doing it. And I'm just very impressed with her. So, and she's lost either 11 or 16 pounds. I can't remember so far doing the anabolic fast, the Purium anabolic fast. John, do we have any callers? Let's go to Craig in North Dakota. Craig in North Dakota, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Joyce. I work out here in the oil fields, and I transit between here and Florida, and it's the same thing down there. When we sit there and we watch the aircraft go over, and it doesn't happen every day, but on certain days,